Be a hero. Be vegan. Save the world.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Chương trình của chúng tôi cung ứng nhiều ngôn ngữ. Xin xem suprememastertv.com/schedule.
The Holy God told the angel of death like this: "You have all the power over all other beings, and even all the food that they will have, except the phoenix and their race and their generations. They never have to taste the taste of death." Yes.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Chinhai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English, with subtitles in Arabic, Olasis also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai.
Bienvenue means welcome in French, the official language of Mayotte. My name is Adeline. The good-hearted people of Mayotte appreciate how you utilize your talents to bring peace and beauty to the world. The small French islands of Mayotte, located at the heart of the Mozambique Channel, are the easternmost in the Comoros archipelago. Mayotte is surrounded by a full double barrier coral reef, creating one of the largest lagoons in the world. These waters provide safe haven for a full 25% of the world's marine biodiversity. The island's landscapes range from verdant evergreen forest to tropical kananga trees, which bloom with the aromatic ylang-ylang flower. Mayotte is famous for the flower's fragrant oils, which are transformed into delicately scented perfumes. Mayotte is home to many other species of plants and animals, with Sazile National Park offering special protection for the sweet maki lemur, as well as native birds like the Mayotte sunbird and the Myoscops owl. The people of Mayotte represent a rich mixture of French and African cultures. Although French is the official language, most residents speak a Comorian dialect known as Shimaori and a Malagasy dialect called Kibushi. One time honored event that brings everyone together is the annual tire race, with some 200 children and nearly 400 adults participating. This special championship highlights both skill and talent while bringing an abundance of joy and laughter to participants and spectators alike. We were honored to share a glimpse of harmonious Mayotte with you, peace-loving viewers. May you find true enlightenment through the grace of a living master.
F
For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Devji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Guzi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc. And has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants, Loving Hearts, Vegan Food Companies, Vegan Food Products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Friday, March 26, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Phoenix, Part 12 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on March 26, 2021.
The Zoom stuff is funny, yeah? Many funny stories about this Zoom nowadays, remote work. It's very funny. Like sometimes a very top government official is talking some important thing, and then the cat just, you know, appear in front of him, drinking milk from his cup, or talks for him because he put the wrong filter on or something without realizing.
Yes.
Or somebody even, you know, show affection to his wife, you know, graphically on the Zoom.
Oh.
I think he forgot to turn off the computer, yeah? To turn off the Zoom. If you just cover the camera hole is enough, right?
Yes.
Then nobody can see you, right?
Correct. Yes.
Why didn't he have such trouble? Huh? To let people see how he loves his wife.
Yeah.
In front of the camera. My God, and many other stuff. Okay, the story of the phoenix. Maybe I put it here. There's a king, the emperor of the new Babylonia a long time ago, yeah?
Yes.
It's about like 605 to 562 before Christ. And he was a very good warrior. He conquered Judah country and also invaded Jerusalem and make the Jewish people at that time go in exile in Babylon. This kind of exile lasted 50 years, almost 50 years. Yeah. He is one of the important personages in the Bible. in the chapter about Daniel.
Yes.
They're talking together. He talks with his subordinate, I guess, about the phoenix.
Yes.
But this phoenix is not like the physical one, I guess not. They just translated it for lack of other, how you say, terminology for this kind of sacred bird. Yeah? Just like we say dragon. Huh?
Yeah.
Some look like dragons. For lack of words, we say dragon, but actually it's not a dragon. Yeah, it's similar or something like that. And we heard about him and never saw him. Yeah, the dragon.
Right.
Or another like... looks like a lion, kỳ lân á, tiếng Anh là gì hả? I forgot. Yeah, check it out. Chí liền á, chí liền, yên quỳnh chụm mấy chàng. Mấy lần chứ đâu hả? No?
I think they also call lion master.
It's not a lion.
In English, yeah.
Yeah? Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't think so, but never mind. Just an example. Yeah, all right. Okay. One day, this king, huh? His name is Nebuchadnezzar. Wow, long name. He asked one of his people. Name is Ben-Sira.
Oh, sorry, master.
They call unicorn.
No.
Kỳ lân.
Kỳ lân không phải unicorn. Unicorn is look like a horse
yeah.
with one horn yeah. on the head.
Yeah, I use Google Translate is wrong.
Yeah, I know. They translate very funny things. Like last time I sing the Vietnamese romantic song, and they say, the love bore a hole through the roof and comes out, something like that. Remember? Tình nồng thắm xuyên qua bao mái tranh á. The deep love bore a hole through the roof. My God, how romantic can that be? How can the romantic love bore a hole through the roof? I'm okay, don't worry. I just need to drink a little water so my voice is sweetened a little, okay?
Yeah,
you need to go out a little bit or something?
No, master.
We're okay.
No.
Okay. I was so in a rush to organize this. You have no idea. It looks simple to you, but it's not for me, okay?
Yes,
I have to see the angle to cover the wall for my safety. In my retreat, I'm more sensitive, okay?
Yes,
not like when I'm out in the public, yeah?
Understand.
When I'm out in the public, I already guard myself, yeah? For that time, but I cannot guard 24/7.
Yeah.
It will be too bothersome. You see? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So many things I had to move because of safety. Yeah? Not from outsider. From my insider. From so-called disciples.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As I told you, if you're low level and you even want to love people and respect them, you also make trouble.
Mm.
Yeah? Like your hand is dirty. Whatever you touch, it's dirty. No matter... diamonds or precious stuff, yeah? If your hand is full of dirt or dirty, you know, filthy, and you touch that, it becomes dirty too. At least temporarily, okay?
Yes,
and energy, bad energy is very difficult to wash off. Not so quick. Especially if they continue, not just one time. Okay? Not just one day, 2 days, but continuously with the low level energy or desire or whatever. Oh, my life. So the emperor asked the person next to him, maybe an official, his name is Ben-Sira, how come the angel of death could control everything except the race of the phoenix? And so Ben-Sira answered the emperor like this. When, Eve ate the forbidden fruit and gave one to her husband, Adam, to eat with her, then at that time, she make other beings, you know, become very desirous also to eat that.
Mm.
So she gave to all of them, she gave whomever there to eat with them. And then suddenly Eve saw the phoenix, the bird, and she told the phoenix, hey, you go and eat together with your friends around here. Yeah, whatever they are eating. So the phoenix answered her, like, you already sinned against the sacred God, holy God. And thus, you created the reason for death in the future for yourself and other beings. Is that not enough? Why do you still continue to want to seduce me into disrespecting the order of God and tell me to eat this forbidden fruit? Then I am going to be ruined also. I will definitely never listen to you. And suddenly, there was a holy voice roaring around them, saying to Eve and Adam, you both have known my order, but you did not respect and keep it, and you even sinned. And now you even want to drag the phoenix bird into the sinful action like you. But the phoenix did not want to do that, even though I have not ordered it. He did not order the phoenix not to eat, but the phoenix still did not eat. Yes? So the phoenix has respect and keeps my order because he has the highest regard for me, means for God. Eh? For God.
Yes.
Thus, from now on, the phoenix and their children will never know death, never have to taste death. And when it's convenient, by the way, the holy God told the angel of death like this, you have all the power over all other beings and even all the food that they will have, except the phoenix and their race and their generations. They never have to taste the taste of death. Yes. At that moment, one of the angels respectfully spoke to God. Oh, the God of all the universe, please keep these phoenixes in a very, very remote area, far away from other beings, because they are a very righteous race of birds. Because if not, these righteous birds will also be contaminated by other beings, and they will also learn or follow the actions, the deeds of other beings, and then they will also sin in front of you, even though they are already defined as they will not know how to sin. Even then, you know, you worry that they might be contaminated and be coerced or, how you say, pushed or influenced, yeah, by others.
Yes, yes.
Wow. No wonder we don't ever see a phoenix anywhere.
Yes.
Very rare, yeah? And even then, these are not the real phoenixes, I don't think. We just saw it on the painting only, yeah?
Yes.
So the Holy God immediately accepted this suggestion of the angel. Then he manifested, he created for the phoenix and the kin alone a very big, big city. And he pronounced that, I have decreed that you and your kin will not be controlled by even my own sword or the sword of anyone else, and you will never know death. Meaning they will not die. Wow, huh?
Yes, wow.
Actually, this is a kind of a legendary bird. They call him a never dying bird. Huh? The live forever bird. Immortal bird, yes. According to the legend of the medieval Jewish time, in the Babylonian Talmud book, they are called Ushina. And according to other stories in Midrash, you know, one of those holy books of the Jewish, They are called Hol or Hul. H-O-L and H-U-L. But here, the author used the word phoenix because everyone else, you know, in other stories, in other books, they also use them like that. I guess we don't have other birds to liken unto this bird because the phoenix is also one of the four holy beings. That is the dragon, the qiling in Chinese, the turtle, and the phoenix. These are the four sacred beings, special, very auspicious. Yeah, the Chinese and the Vietnamese believe they are very auspicious beings. And it's very lucky if you see them. First, you know, in Vietnam, they use the word phoenix. I think we have it in English. I just don't remember now. Okay. Okay. Yeah. In the Bible, it also says something like in Job 29, it says, I am telling you, when I breathe my last in my own nest, but my phoenix will lengthen my life. Yes, that's what he said. One of the saints in the Bible. And then he also says that phoenixes are the type of birds that's very famous for their long life and can rejuvenate themselves. Okay? That is the story. Phoenix love. So, anybody have any idea what the story wants to teach us? No, huh? As usual, huh?
To not give in to temptation.
Okay. Also, a lack of understanding.
Master, about the four animals, they say it's a turtle, white tiger, phoenix, and dragon.
Oh, white tiger. They keep them all in the zoo and they take them for their skin. Ah, terrible. White tiger is easy to find, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not. It's the qiling that's difficult to find. I know the word, I just forgot. Never mind. If I know it, I will speak it for you. If I don't know, then we just keep chilling in Chinese, okay?
Mm.
He does look similar to the lion, but he's not a lion.
Sometimes people refer to it as a mystical lion.
Uh-huh, yes. Probably, yes. But there is a word for it. Never mind. Okay, maybe I don't remember well. Okay, now, you can see it's not just to give in to temptation, but once you are in trouble, you infect others. You see that?
Yes.
Yes, Master. Yes, Master.
Benevolent viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Phoenix, Part 12 or 13, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, Washington, D.C. Climate Change Conference, Part 15 of 17, on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May the love of your souls shine brightly upon everyone you encounter.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be vegan, make peace.